everybody. Welcome to the Patty G Show. I'm your host, Patty G. We are here with a packed house. We've got incredible ladies from the Home Builders Association of the Greater Baton Rouge area, as well as a remodeler, the only remodeler within the association. We're going to be talking about their relationship together, how they came about to do the parade of homes that happens in Baton Rouge every year. So we are going to be diving all deep into that, professional relationship building, how they go about doing what they do. But before we do that, I want to give a big shout out to our wonderful sponsors that make this show possible. Falaya Real Estate. We film every episode in the Falaya Focus Studio. Government Taco, Horizon Financial Group, Currency Bank, Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge, and Mallard Bay Outdoors. Now that we got that out of the way, ladies, welcome to the show. How are y'all doing? Welcome.
Great. Good. Thank you for having us. Ooh,
thank y'all for coming on. It's a very busy week for y'all. My busy week just ended yesterday with the tax day, and so now I'm on like the cool-down period, but y'all are still very much vamping up because y'all have got something big happening this weekend that we're going to get to, but first do a little bit of introductions. So for those people watching, they know who you are. So we'll start with you, Karen, first and work our way around.
Yes, and thank you for having us, too. So my name's Karen Zito. I'm the president and CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater Baton Rouge, and we also have the Home Builders Foundation of Greater Baton Rouge and our Home Builders PAC of Greater Baton Rouge as well. So very invested in the community here in Greater Baton Rouge.
Clearly, I love it. It needs to be, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then we'll start working this way.
Just a few jobs right there.
One or two jobs, maybe.
Just a few. My name is Angela Poirier. I own Acadian House Design and Renovations, and I'm here as representation for the Parade of Homes. I'm also on the board for the Home Builder Association, too, as a remodeler representative.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
And I'm Rebecca Harris. I am the Director of Marketing for the Home Builders Association of Greater Baton Rouge.
Very cool. So what, starting off, Karen, what is the Home Builders Association of Greater Baton Rouge?
Well, we exist. Our mission is to protect, promote, and preserve the home building industry as a viable economic engine in Greater Baton Rouge. So
the unprofessional way of saying that is...
Yeah, we just grind all day long. We build houses, we build communities, we change lives. It's just really a wonderful organization. It is a membership organization. So the Home Builders Association arm of what we do is made up of about 950 businesses that are located in the Nine Parish Capital Region, the Baton Rouge MSA. And it really covers a super broad industry, with like all the industries within the home building industry. So the business services, mortgages, banks, legal counsel, all of those fun things. Real estate, realtors are involved, engineers. So anybody that touches the house that we live in can be involved in our organization. So the flooring companies, electrical, the trades, all of those folks are involved with us and help us really lead the way for all, providing housing opportunities for all in Greater Baton Rouge. So that's what we're working on.
Very cool. And so how did you get involved with them? Because I think they've been around for a little bit of time.
Yeah. So we've been around since the mid-50s. And it is, I was involved because I was at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, Chamber of Commerce for 12 years and really just found my love and my passion to be very mission oriented. And I loved, helping organizations, associations that focused on business growth and, providing resources and tools to help companies grow. And then this opportunity at the Home Builders Association opened up, and it was it just gave me a great opportunity to really lead an organization that's full of creative, innovative minds that, we are always challenged to provide solutions and resources for our community. So it really impacted me on its mission, and then having such a strong and sustainable Home Builders Foundation that assists families and children in need, there was just so much opportunity. And you know, the leaders like Angela here with us, you know, I firmly believe they're just the best of the best that Greater Baton Rouge has to offer. And being surrounded by those folks on the daily, you know, and really being a valuable resource to our community for housing needs for all, it's just, it works. Like, it's what I set out to do. It's my purpose here. So we love making a difference and making an impact on our community. So
I love it. I love it.
So Angela, how did you get involved with the association?
Yeah, so literally since birth. So my
since birth. Okay.
Literally.
We've been members since 79, not to give my age away, but I was born in 80. So so I'm a second generation company. I actually purchased the company from my parents, but they were active members since they since we opened our company. So 42 years this June. So we've been active members from, I literally attended meetings since I was probably like seven.
Attending the meetings?
Yes. Like crawfish ball, beach trips, weekenders, you name it. Like literally I grew up around home builders.
I love that. And so what, what have y'all seen from a business standpoint being associated with the association?
Yeah. So, I mean, from a resource aspect of it, like Karen was saying, like all the potential trades, if you don't have someone or you're not sure, or if you need someone new, I go straight to the resource directory. Like, what am I looking for? Like, I don't do this a lot, like brick refinishing. Like, I don't do that a lot. Who's in the resource guide that I could use that I know is going to be a good, that's going to be a potential good match for me because they're already a member of the association. Putting names to faces. So like when we go to meetings, it's like meeting the owners of these companies, meeting the owners of homes and meeting the owners of other flooring companies and builders and finding out like I have an issue. What do you do for this? Like I literally will not, I'm not afraid to pick up the phone and call anybody like, hey, I saw your wine room and the Parade of Homes. Would you mind telling me what unit you use? Because I really like how it was hidden and it was the same color as the ceiling. Like, and all that information is freely shared. So it's really great resource on all levels on top of networking.
It's like an open network resource.
Yeah, because there's plenty of business for everybody. We all grow from each other and like help each other out with information, products, materials, or who not to work with.
Yeah, no, I guess that, who are the people that, you know, aren't associated that have either have a bad rep or a bad name that you kind of want to avoid?
It goes both ways, yeah.
Yeah, and then those that, hey, these are the extra special people you actually want to be involved with that are going to take care of you and that are backed by the association.
Agreed, yep.
So how did you get involved?
So I am actually still pretty new to the Home Builders Association. I actually worked with Karen 12 years now that she's been at the, you know, maybe it is 12 years, but anyway.
Well, how is 12 years new? Let's back up.
I worked with her at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber first.
Okay, gotcha.
And learned a lot from her there. I'm sorry. I was not very clear on that. And there became an opportunity for me to come in and join here at the Home Builders Association. And I've worked in an industry and on, you know, the construction side of things in the past as well. So had some experience and have already, you know, known a lot of the folks that are involved. So it made sense for me to jump on board and join the amazing team and to, you know, provide my skills to, you know, bettering the industry and, you know, making sure that we build the foundation for, you know, our communities and our homes, like Karen mentioned as well. It's just, it's really at the end of the day, very, very meaningful and very fulfilling.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the website this afternoon, seeing some of the great people y'all have got on the board and also the member spotlights that y'all are doing. So what is something like as a member that can be expected from being involved in the association?
Getting to do fun things like the Patty G Show. That's one of the things.
Hey, good point.
You want to come do this for me real quick?
Yes.
It's, I mean, it's a lot of opportunity across the board. You just have to be willing to say yes to it. But do they offer? I mean, not to answer your question, but like they always offer from stuff like this, from CEUs to networking events.
CEUs?
Mm-hmm. Continuing education. Sorry.
God, I was...
Yeah.
Those good acronyms.
Sorry. I'm trying to stay up to date with that.
Because, like, as contractors, you have to have so many ECUs a year for CAPS, which is a Certified Agent in Place Specialist. You have all the, you know, we like to confuse you with all the abbreviations.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody has to have something that, and they help provide that and make it really easy for us to attend those things too.
That's awesome. Because, like, within the accounting world, we have to have, I think it's 80 CPE yes. hours for every 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, we got to have 40 That's hours, 40 hours a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. Well,
of accounting.
We got it. There's a lot to know. There's a lot to know and a lot to keep up with. And say it was fun and exciting. It's just.
I mean, HVAC's not really fun and exciting either, but, you know, we got to know about it.
It could be, though, to the right person.
To the right person.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, too, we're directly affiliated with the National Association mm-hmm. of Home Builders. So there's about over 140,000 businesses across the nation that are members of our National Association of Home Builders. And then we're also directly affiliated with the Louisiana Home Builders Association, which is statewide. Mm-hmm. And there's over 4,500 businesses involved yeah. with the Louisiana Home Builders Association. So you can see, as an industry, and an industry that does solve problems, does create solutions, it's been, you know, I think that's the opportunity that we provide, is that we have a very seamless, you know, communication pathway, but we're all working on the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we're all working to better the home building industry, which is, it touches everyone. So there's not a person that we don't want to have the opportunity to you know, live the American dream. Home ownership is huge, and we focus on so many pathways to provide those housing opportunities for all. So, although our focus and our mission, what we're dedicated to, is very simple and easy to kind of, oh, I would like to be a part of that. The pathway to creating that, to actually, you know, creating housing opportunities for everyone, if you can think about that, all the different price points mm-hmm. and amenities or options that have to be provided for just our community in Greater Baton Rouge, you know, the opportunities become endless. So sometimes we do have to, you know, rein in, okay, how much do we want to accomplish, you know, this year? Or, I mean, sometimes it feels like today, because there's always things that touch housing, the industry as a whole. There's always something that we can be working on. We're in Livingston Parish this evening. We are working with Ascension Parish on, you know, the land development code that they're putting together. And we're partners. I mean, we're partners with government, or partners with regulators, policymakers, because we actually have to build the community, literally from the ground up. So it's just a fun, it's very fun, it's very fulfilling. I don't speak with many members, Angela, maybe you can piggyback on this, but mm-hmm. like, I don't speak to many members that aren't very meaningful in what they're doing. So mm-hmm. they also create jobs. So they mm-hmm. employ mm-hmm. many of our, you know, friends and family. And I think that's what was so eye-opening to me. And Rebecca, you know, knows this from where we're coming from, is the Home Builders Association and its members, these businesses, it's like, it's the community, and mm-hmm. then they're all a part and at the table, you know, involved in all of the philanthropic opportunities that this community involves. I mean, Angela, you do a tremendous amount of engagement, you know, provide leadership to many, mm-hmm. many nonprofit organizations. And I think that's what we've seen, you know, second generation, third generation, mm-hmm. you know, their parents or their grandparents have helped create this community mm-hmm. and what we call home and where we work. So it's a lot of opportunity to seize every day, it seems, at the Home Builders Association.
And with 900 members over the 4,500 across the state, we're that's a pretty big group.
Yeah. We are the largest in the state, and we're in the top 15 in the nation.
Top 15 in the nation?
Yes.
Okay, well, look at Louisiana doing something right.
Yes, Baton Rouge is promoted on a monthly basis. That's one of the reasons why we changed our name to include Greater Baton Rouge, because we were like, we're promoted across the nation, Baton Rouge. We're in the top, you know, we're number 12 in the nation. So every month, our Greater Baton Rouge Home Builders Association is recognized and ranked. So, and it's very meaningful. So we were like, let's get Baton Rouge. Let's take the opportunity to promote us. And so now they know. And they know that LSU is in Baton Rouge.
Yes. Right.
Because some people do not make that connection. And so we would laugh, you know, when we would go out of state. And
they really wouldn't make that?
No, they were like, yeah.
Where did they think LSU was housed?
They
just didn't think
LSU.
About it.
It's like they didn't think
city.
About it. Like, yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, the campus could be its own city. The population, that's bigger than some of the towns we have here.
True that.
So it's got the grounds there. So, okay, I want to get into what y'all have got going on this weekend, starting from the origin of it. How did the Parade of Homes get started?
So,
and actually, what
Angela,
is it?
Do you want me to take?
You take on the initial, because I've just been a part of it for the last 4 years. Because we're the first renovated homes.
Yes.
So I haven't, we've never done new construction. So new construction wise, I'm not sure the exact date.
So the Parade of Homes in Greater Baton Rouge, it'll be our 34th year. Because I did go back, I try to find all the information that I could. So I looked at all of our financials, because you have to, well, you know this as an accountant, but you have to like keep all these records of everything.
Yeah, but so 35 years is a long time to
I
keep
it was
records.
Seven.
Well, we have them from, it's dated back to the 70s. Mm-hmm.
In banker's boxes.
Yes.
With like yellow paper.
Yes. Like, so I opened up and I was like, I'm determined to find when Parade of Homes was actually showed up on the profit and loss statement or, you know, activity statement. Yeah. So it went back, and then it was clear when the auditors, you know, explained Parade of Homes. So I was like, okay, so it's our 34th year, which is great. And they're done across the nation. So it's a trade name. And
so what is it?
It is the opportunity. It is exactly what the name says
it's
it is.
Parade of homes.
So if you think about it, it is a parade of homes. And so we've, you know, over the last few years, we've tried to take advantage of that name and really, you know, brand Parade of Homes, where people start to, you know, think like, oh, wow, I want to see that, because ultimately we had to get over the hump of like people thinking that it was just a weekend full of open houses.
Yeah.
And
that's my initial thought.
Yeah. Which it is open houses, but there is more to it. And and really we want our Parade of Homes in Greater Baton Rouge. So home builders associations across the nation do Parade of Homes very, and they're all custom. They kind of create their own experience.
Slightly different,
dependent upon, you know, just the culture and where they are located. And ours specifically in the Baton Rouge area, we have taken the opportunity to educate the community on safe, affordable, quality housing for all. Again, you know, we have houses at all different price points. We have included developments, so newer developments or land only, to really showcase the amenities of where you want to live. We we as an industry have to provide options mm-hmm. to our community.
Yeah.
So that can look very different. Maybe someone wants more urban living. Maybe someone wants a rural feel in the urban center yeah. of a region. Or maybe, you know, to Angela's point, they're looking to do a reno or renovate an area in their home. We want our community to know, hey, the most important thing to us as an industry is that you make sure you're working with a licensed contractor. And that is very important to us because it's just a safeguard. Mm-hmm. It's just one layer. I mean, we can't keep bad people from doing bad things or whatever it be. Mm-hmm. And we don't speak for any individual company or, you know, yeah, any individual company. But as an industry, we want you to know, hey, don't get Johnny Doe to come mm-hmm. and redo your plumbing. Like, you know, you need to be educated and informed. And we feel responsible mm-hmm. as the Home Builders Association that's an opportunity we can do is to help educate mm-hmm. our community on, hey, what does, you know, housing affordability mean to me? Because mm-hmm. people have different perceptions of what that means, but it's about creating, you know, a world where everyone has the opportunity to own a house. And ultimately that's our goal. And also safety. I mean, if you break down safety, you know, we don't want anyone to flood. We want to utilize the land that we have. We want to be innovators because that's who we are. But yeah, we want to develop land that's safe and affordable and it's quality. And, you know, just kind of keep hitting
on those. Don't want the house caving underneath you.
Yeah. So I think we have lots of layers that mm-hmm. maybe the common resident, like even yourself as a homeowner or potential homeowner, like you may not realize, you may not be aware of. So Parade of Homes has a lot of resources within each home. Like, you know, if the builder's there, if the realtor's there, if the vendors are there, the flooring company, mm-hmm. the lighting company,
the designer,
the designers. And there's so many aspects that go into just one home.
Yeah. Which you wouldn't find at a typical just open house.
Right.
Yeah,
not at all.
At the open house, you're going to get like a realtor, yeah. maybe or, an owner.
And then she's trying to work a house full of people by herself. And so like you'll find with us, like you're going to have the builder there. So if you want to meet a bunch of builders in one weekend, this is the way to do it. And that way you can look at their houses. You can look at their quality. You can look at their style. Who do you vibe with? And then from a designer point of view, you can talk about materials. Like, why did y'all pick this countertop? Why did you pick this stone? Why is this on the floor? What type of wood is this? So it's more detailed information too that you don't typically get with just a traditional open house, because you usually just have one real estate agent being able to work that home.
Well, and they're trying to push the home. Yeah.
And they might not know all those details.
For you to close on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you build the house, you know every inch of that home.
Mm. You'd hope.
I can guarantee you. And you know exactly, even if you have like an unusual like cut in a baseboard and they're like, what's going on with this? You could explain every reason why that happened. I think, but a lot of times too, like a lot of people don't, it's an easy way to think of it from an accounting point of view. Your home is usually your largest investment. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about hiring like a random plumber, like you want to make sure that anything that you do to your home is a quality investment back into your home.
Right. And even for like the renovation side or mm-hmm. the repair side, I mean, we're in Louisiana, Baton Rouge specifically, like the flood, the hurricane, how many people have experience that you can say, oh, when you say the word like renovation or repair or mm-hmm. hurricane, they like tense up because of a bad experience with a contractor or a builder going in repairing after the hurricane. I mean,
not
this past
an ideal
hurricane,
situation.
They come in and go, okay, what the insurance company give you? Yeah, we can do it for that.
Yeah,
and when they could have done it for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, we don't approach it that way.
Right. It's you don't get the honesty out of a lot of people. And it's unfortunate that it happens, but it does.
Yeah.
And so I think like what you're saying with the association and saying, mm-hmm. look, these are people that we know have a proven track record you can look at. More so if they're on the Parade of Homes route, you can like talk to them and get face to face.
You can't just be anybody and be on the Parade of Homes. Like it has to, it's associated members. It's a quality. Like you're going to make sure that you see the best of the best.
Yeah, and so over the years, what have y'all kind of seen flourish from this Parade of Homes?
I mean, from there's lots of ways. So I'm super pumped because like we were finally have a renovated house on the parade, and all those years ahead of time, I was like having to do my own little open houses, which is not as much fun because it's, I mean, you don't get to piggyback all the fun marketing they do and all the promoting they do for you. I mean, but for us, I mean, we usually, it varies every year, but we can have between 100 and 200 people walk through the house in both weekends, and you get to meet people face to face. You get to talk to potential clients, and it's really interesting because you get a better feel for what's going on in Baton Rouge than you do just being at the office or just talking to the people that are calling you. You're getting to just discuss things with the general public and see truly like what's in their thoughts and where, how are they want to approach a renovation or new construction.
Gotcha. And so from the association standpoint, what have y'all seen over the years, the 30 something years that y'all been doing this?
Yes. Well, I've been doing it for going on five. So this will be my fourth year doing Parade of Homes. And one thing that I've seen is just the need for our residents and our homeowners to really see the offering of resources that we provide. And that's always been kind of the heart of the mission of Parade of Homes, is to, hey, connect our community with these wonderful experts too. I mean, these are, you know, like Angela, she does educational seminars. I'm thinking you have one tomorrow.
I do. But I do have a sip and stroll tomorrow afternoon at the showroom.
Sip and stroll?
Yeah. So you get to sip some bubbly and then you get to stroll the showroom, look at the sample room, talk with, we have six designers on staff. And so all the designers are going to be there. So you get to speak directly to an interior designer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So things like that, just the education. So it's so much more than just, hey, I'm looking for a house or I'm looking for an idea. It's, I mean, you know, not only, well, a big change is we started charging for Parade of Homes. So it is
like
$10.
To be in it or to attend?
to attend. Okay. So, you know, across the nation, they do have areas that, you know, they'll sell 20,000 tickets in their area for Parade of Homes, and their metropolitan size is very similar to ours. So I'm dreaming big. It's a super stretch goal, but you know, that's what we've wanted to do. We've wanted to say, hey, let's capture the audience. Like, who is attending Parade of Homes? We didn't know. And we didn't have a pathway created where we could become more valuable to those that are attending Parade, because that's one of the reasons why it was kind of, you know, thought of as like this massive open house, which is understandable because, you know, when you just promote it and it's like, oh, Parade of Homes is this weekend and next weekend, you know, and people just stroll through these houses. There's not a lot of meaning. So what we have worked with our Parade of Home participants, so builders, vendors, sponsors, you know, anybody that is involved with Parade of Homes, is how do we create an experience? So, you know, you go on date night, you go to the casino, or you go to dinner, or you go shopping all day Saturday, you know, whatever it be. How do we bring an experience that's meaningful and memorable to our community? And that's really where we worked with, you know, our parade, you know, committee, our Parade of Homes committee, which is our members that Angela has been involved with. And one of the reasons why we were like, why isn't the opportunity for renovated homes on parade? You know, again, it's what we have found from charging for the tickets. Everything is digital. It's $10 per ticket that is bought. And, you know, we said, hey, we can do this. We're Greater Baton Rouge. We're the capital region. Other metros do this, and they charge $20 per ticket, and they sell 20,000 and we sell about 3,500. So you can see, I think the data actually being data driven and what our Parade of Homes committee has, you know, supported and also helped with is the data is going to drive the growth, mm-hmm. and the data is going to show us how we can be more valuable to our community and what are the things that they want to know about.
Yeah, what do they want to see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
then also for $10, you get to go and speak to experts that are you don't get to speak to Angela on an everyday basis.
I mean,
I want to. Wow.
Angela's inaccessible on an everyday basis.
She's the queen.
You know, our clients get to see the designers and get to spend time, but like being available just to the general public, just to answer random questions, I usually don't have an expert in their field available to do that at a certain location at a certain time. So the value behind it is substantially more than just an open house because you get to speak with the expert and you get to meet 33 builders, 33 designers, 33 products, materials that technically wouldn't be all at one time, all at one weekend, and get to knock it out. And if you're truly really ready to do something, like this is the time to do it, and look, and you can meet everyone at once.
Yeah, and you also, I mean, that's $10 is well worth the hours you would spend Googling all these people, reading reviews, looking
and then
at
trying to
photos of their houses, and calling
looking
all of them
on Pinterest, doing all the things.
Pinterest,
But then we do take the $10 that we do receive from each ticket purchase, and we designate a beneficiary each year to donate the proceeds to. And so this year, our parade beneficiary is the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge. And so it's a wonderful partnership to have. You know, their mission is to support, you know, our community through the arts. And so that which aligns with ours to support children and families. And, you know, so that's why we're so thrilled to give back to them this year.
Very cool. And so in the homes, wasn't there some talk of like beverages being served in the homes or food or something like that? I mean, it's not just
always
an empty home.
I think there's like little
surprises. Always surprises.
Always. Yeah, you might see a pop-up here or there. You might have some Instagram opportunities in certain houses and some beverages, we always have a little bit of candy and or some little snacks, you never
giveaways.
Know. Giveaways, yes.
Yes.
Giveaways could be huge for the parade.
Yes.
Like a swag bag?
Totally. Would you like a swag bag?
I would love a swag bag.
We can make that happen.
In the words, it's like the stuff we all get, right? From in the words of Michael Scott, the stuff we all get.
Oh, obvious.
Bag.
Yeah, swag bag.
Very cool. So in addition to doing stuff like this, rumor has it that there's like a podcast or show that the association is in the works of doing or doing for their members and builders and everything. In addition to being on the home tour, there's other stuff that the association offers for being a member.
Yes. There's so many things that we offer. It's a lot, but it's all driven by our members and pretty much if they think it, we create it, we execute it.
Podcasts are fun.
And yes,
I'm just saying.
And the podcasts are very fun. As we're seeing here, we have a long ways to go. But
get the job done.
Yeah. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. We are building a new office. So we do have dedicated space for you know, a green room, and we're gonna bring in all of our smart folks and make sure that we design this correctly. Angela also sits on that committee as well. So
I have to smidge off as Karen.
What committee are you not on, Angela?
Yeah.
I say yes a lot, unfortunately, for myself and my husband and my children. But it's fun. Like, it's not like I'll never say like I look forward to every meeting. And it's when you're, I don't know, it's just like you and you're around people that are like-minded, it's never work. It's like, if anything, I always walk away with something more than what I came to the meeting with. So it's always worth my time. So that's how I look at it.
There you go. It's worth the investment.
Oh, 100%. Every time.
So what is this dedicated space going to look like?
Amazing.
From a design standpoint?
Something that's not normally seen in Baton Rouge. It's all very secretive.
Okay.
I'm picking.
I was letting her talk for us, so I was just
We are looking at doing some like unusual materials and the shape of the building and then some of the materials that we're going to use, just trying to push the limit a little bit for what you would normally see. I mean, it is a home builder's building, so it should push the limits a little bit for what you see and be known and be able to be recognized too. And then be able to hold all of our members too for to do bigger events would be nice too. So that way we're not having to branch off and actually be able to meet all at once in the building that we all work in.
Very cool. So what about like from the podcasting space though?
I am honestly, I haven't made it to the inside. I don't know as much about the inside yet because I've only talked about it on a very higher level at this point. So exterior and then like spaces. So like I haven't got there yet, but I would love to learn too because I would like to incorporate that also into my world. Yeah.
Right. Because I mean, like, so you're doing a lot of branding for people, a lot of marketing for these people. So it's like, what can they expect?
Well, it's going to be driven by our members' creativity. That's right. We've already gotten, so some really cool ideas that we'll be able to implement. And it's cool to me, but, you know, some of our landscaping that we're going to do is going to be innovative for drainage techniques of, you know, how to move water off of your land, which we're all very, very interested in. And, you know, it's just we have the opportunity to really lead the way in what our community should look like. And I just think it's so great. We have so many wonderful organizations and business organizations like ours that we can all convene and we can really facilitate, you know, what does our community look like when we're trying to attract talent, when we're trying to retain talent. You know, we're trying to create jobs or secure jobs for our region. And then where do those people live and what opportunities are we providing for them? And, you know, we've got some little neat ideas that I'm hoping maybe we'll start creating this year for just different options for talent recruitment because, you know, where we live is so important. I mean, that's where your memories are created. That's where we spend time. And I think that's what we learned as an industry, even across the nation, all the new trends of living and the spaces that we are able to create, like the transitional, you know, from inside outside spaces. And our new office will have that look and feel of how people want to do business nowadays. And it just being in a relaxed environment, just like we're in now, where people just feel comfortable, like, hey, let's strategize or let's talk about what we want tomorrow to look like. And then we have the industry that can actually build it. I think that's the most fulfilling piece for all of us involved is, you know, the folks at the helm, our board of directors that Angela sits on. It's like, you know, they're creating the innovation that Baton Rouge deserves. I mean, the whole area deserves it. And we all, you know, we want no one to flood, you know. I always have to remind people that when we're at the council meetings, it's like, hey, you know, we don't want anyone. We are residents of this community. We live here too, and we work here.
We've had family members and flood and all that fun stuff too. So. Yes. It affects everyone.
So those are the things we're hoping to showcase on Parade of Homes. It's and you know the data and the feedback that we receive. That's what we're going to provide for our community.
I love that you talked about too, just attracting talent too. Like if you're looking for a job in the home building industry, if you're construction management, interior design, architect, and you're getting out of college or you're at LSU, like this is a prime opportunity because you're going to have all those owners just sitting at their houses there to talk to people. And if you want to meet people or learn or potentially get a job, this would be a great time to come to.
Wonderful.
Because it's true. We're constantly trying, with the growth in our industry, and I know just the growth in our company, like it's inevitable for growth for us this year. Like we're going to have to hire multiple new people and even potentially create new positions because we've had the growth, because we have the way we're organized. And it's definitely attracting talent for this our area is not as easy as you think it would be.
Yeah, I mean, because then you're dealing with potential builders saying, oh, we're 4 months out before we can even sit down with you.
Like, yeah. Sorry. And see, I'm just like, let's grow.
Yeah. Like how can we get people here?
Yeah. Let's get more subs. Just come live here. More designers. Yeah. Yeah. Get more contractors. More. I mean, there should be a balance there. It should, like, for me, I'm like, if I ever get to the point where I'm saying I'm 6 months to 12 months out, I'm like, that's not an option. Like we have to pivot, like buy more warehouses, do what we have to do, hire more people, like whatever we need to do but it has to be across the board, because maintaining quality, maintaining customer service. And that's why you're looking for the right people too.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, within the association, you can almost bounce off of other people.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure you don't have just one flooring person in the association.
Yeah. Oh, and there's lots of times where I get applications depending on the time. I'm like, look, I don't have an opening for you right now, but I can pass you along to a few people that I know would work great that you'd work great with.
Yeah, it's like being involved in that community of the association is, oh, we've got so many other businesses that are hiring that position. Let me send your resume out 100%. And then you can bring them in.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
So what, from an experience standpoint, can people, like, what's the day of going to look like for the Parade of Homes weekend?
Well, we are praying and hoping that these builders are able to finish their homes as best
so
as possible to be.
My kitchen's done, so I'm good. I'm golden. Now, the exterior might not be 100%. But the space that you're coming to see is 100% done. But it's kind of, it goes with the times.
Right.
Because, I mean, I think everyone's experiencing that right now, like window delays.
Garage doors.
Yeah, all that. Because there's certain things that you have to be able to move.
Are you missing your garage door?
I was for like.
But there's certain things you have to move on to the next phase of building for inspection, for like air conditioning. Like there's certain things you have to have done before you can do the next step. So I do think it kind of follows the times, though. It's like, it's almost like everyone that's building or renovating or whatever you're doing for a home project, like, it's almost like, oh, that makes me feel a little better that even a parade home is having a little trouble finishing on time. And it makes my situation not so bad because I have family members that have been building for about a solid 8 months now, and they're still waiting on custom windows. And I was like, ooh, and there's no getting around that. Like, it's a custom window. So I think it kind of fits the times. And it's like the year of, like, when you look back at pictures like of this, it's going to all kind of go together. Like, everything was taken forever. And even the Parade of Homes, like, you might not, like, some things might be done, but the majority of what you're going there to see is done. And the value of meeting with people, too.
Yes, we've, definitely. So in 2020, Parade of Homes was scheduled for, April, around the same time period. And, then everything was, locked down, shut down, and we had a pivot.
Yeah, y'all
pivoted
good.
It was amazing to see how quick and how resilient this industry is, because not only was the industry, the construction industry, deemed an essential service, I mean, we never stopped.
No.
So, as an industry, the intake of business was just through the roof, and the people's needs. And so, our members that, have outdoor kitchen supplies or whatever it be, I mean, they saw some of the quickest growth and highest growth that they've seen, since their creation. So there was a lot that the industry had to take in. And then, we started to feel the effects of, the boom and then the shutdown and COVID and all of its implications. But, supply chain disruption has been massive. Yeah. And we want our community to understand. And yes, it's real. There will be appliances that were brought in just for parade,
just for show,
possibly, and they will be removed, and then they
there
will
wait in the showroom,
and they will continue to wait.
So, if you
want to
buy this house, this might not be the exact model that you're going to receive, but you will have a refrigerator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just
you do what you got
to
do. That's
to
how
Angela's
we work.
Point, I mean, the supply chain disruption and then the increase in material cost as well. That was kind of a disruptive formula for Parade of Home participants, because even though, we tried to make it as late as possible, we also, for our community, have to give them the resources and the options. Mm-hmm. So we balance those. So, yes, you know, there are people that have just received their appliances. I mean, literally yesterday, Rebecca and I, you know, were like, we had a parade builder like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. They're going to be in because, you know, we've also helped our parade participants, you know that this is to educate our community. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand as a community that these delays and this disruption in the process of building a house, it delays the whole project. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it may take longer for your house to be built than the average time, or it may take longer for that renovation to happen in that specific area, but there's a reason why. Yeah. And that's what we want to help our, educate our community on as well, that we are people, they're employers, they're you know, literally laying the foundation to our economy here in Greater Baton Rouge. And we just want to be open with our community.
Very transparent.
Hey, those down rods, I know one of our, down rods for the ceiling fans are on a year back order.
A year?
So
a year.
Don't.
There's only one rod
that's
that can
when
work?
I pivot. I'm like, you know
can
what?
Can we not use a different rod?
Yeah. So they have created some, you know, some solutions to that. So
can
don't
we
look
just go
too closely.
Cut like a piece of metal pipe and then thread it?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, there's a few things.
Maybe.
But I mean, I think with anything that's not going to plan, and it makes you pivot, it makes you look at things differently. And I feel like technically at this point, I've learned a lot of different ways to do things than I ever did before. Not necessarily by choice, but it's better. The growth in our company has been better because we were forced to have to stay at home. We were forced to have to look at things differently. Even with the Parade of Homes for 2020, we had to go virtual. Builders aren't very tech savvy people. So I'm speaking of myself here. And so to force me to do a virtual seemed so crazy. I'm like, that's gonna be so complicated. How are they gonna do this? They're gonna come with this big camera. And then now we were kind of forced to do, but now it's like, this was amazing. And now it's something that we're looking at adding to a lot of our projects because it wasn't that complicated. It seemed like a big deal, but we were forced to do it because we were forced to do it. Now it's a step, it's a standard thing in our process.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was talking with Barrett and Jacob of Falaya before we got started. Mm-hmm. And the topic came up of virtual house tours. Mm-hmm. And how that's an element that can be added so easily now.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally just use an iPhone and you walk through the house and you do a tour, and then you can throw in some voiceover and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the great studio y'all are building can have all these technologically advanced tools to do all that. And it's simple enough to do virtually that there's no reason why it can't be an addition. You know, not a full replacement, but if someone says, look, I can't make it, can y'all just do a quick little shot through the house of what it looks like so I can watch it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Yep. It makes, we even are at this point, you're kind of incorporating it from the before, during, and then after. So just so you can get a true feeling of what it looks like right before you start a renovation, what a true renovation looks like, what it's in the midst of a renovation. I know I was getting picked on about, people live in their homes while y'all renovate. I was 95% of our clients are actually living in the home while we renovate. And so it gives you a feel of what that's going to be like and how we spend a whole day on just job site protection, literally a whole day of protecting the home that's staying. And you get a feel that's how they're going to take care of that. And then the after always is the best part. No one really wants to spend much time on the middle ground. They just want to get to the good stuff.
That middle ground is the part you're in the longest.
It feels like you're in the longest, but technically you get to enjoy that renovation for years.
Well, I know, but in the moment, from start to finish, you're in there for so long.
That's what we do.
When will the house be back?
So we do completion dates in our contract. So we say focus on that completion date. You're going to be done by that week. Focus on that. Try not to focus on the middle ground. Remember the drawings, remember the selections, focus on that, and it will help get you through. But I can me and my husband have done, I think this is our 7th renovation on our house together, and it's always something different for every renovation that is our sticking point or what we get irritated with or irritate with each other about. What goes smoothly in the first renovation doesn't go smoothly in the next. So I can't even give you tips on what might happen because it's so different for everyone for every renovation.
Yeah, no, it most certainly is. So there's 2 weekends that people can enjoy this, right?
1 to 5.
Yes.
So what are the dates and the times and all that jazz?
April 23rd and 24th. Okay. So this Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the following weekend, April 30th and May 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. And we are all digital. So you can go online to our website, paradegbr.fun. And you can take a peek at the homes that are going to be featured on Parade. You can look at a digital map and figure out where you want to go, if you want to hit all 34 homes, yes, or if you want to focus on a certain area, or if you want to focus on a development that we're featuring. You can create your own parade route.
I think that's some great, like, hidden neighborhoods I don't feel like a lot of people know about yet.
Yes.
That are fabulous, that I pass a lot. And I'm like, ooh. I get excited about them. And I'm like, no, I was like, no one has to be able to see this. Like, there's definitely some things you think you know everything that's being built in Baton Rouge. You do not.
Yeah.
No. There's so many different areas that are like little unique spots that are one-offs. And you're just like, did this place even, I didn't even know this place existed.
It didn't 6 months ago. And I was there.
Like in your, in, I feel like we all have like a mental map of what Baton Rouge is. And it's only filled with the stuff we've been. Then you go to a new place and it's like you're exploring. Wow. Oh, this part of the map's unlocking in my brain. Yeah. I know this place exists now.
And I drive around Baton Rouge all the time and I still have that feeling. Like, I'm literally in every neighborhood in Baton Rouge and it's like, what is that? What is that? Like, and I'm like, I don't know what people do that, like, leave for like a year or don't visit a certain area a lot and they come over here and they're going to freak out because there's literally a whole new neighborhood and all this, like, there's new buildings and stores and grocery stores. It's insane.
Well, and then the renovations on single streets are crazy too. On the street I live on alone, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have had 10 out of the 20 homes get renovated in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And you drive down it 5 years ago, you'd say, oh, you know, there's an abandoned house here.
Yeah.
And then now you drive back, it's like, someone, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, did they level? No, they literally renovated the entire house, lifted it and everything. It looks completely, and it's new, essentially. And it's just, all of that is happening all across the city with new construction and renovations. Yeah. And it's changing year over year that it's always new and adaptive, which is fun.
Well, I mean, for Baton Rouge, from a remodeling point of view, we had a huge boom in the 80s. And so a lot of our neighborhoods are coming up on 40 years old. And so it's like prime picking. Like, there's just like, there's always a house to get renovated. And even like, I'm always going to have a job. Cause like, even what's new today.
Well, cause it'll take you 20 years to get through all
of them. I know. Once I get through these guys, I'm going to be on the neighborhood that's getting built today. So, cool. But there, I mean, the opportunity is insane. Like Shenandoah neighborhood, that whole area is one of the largest neighborhoods in the South. It's over 6,000 houses that are all 40 years old. And it's like,
40 years is not the same.
Yeah.
You don't want carpet in your bathrooms anymore.
No, you don't.
Pink carpet.
It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder what you're doing wrong today that people are going to judge you in the future for.
The whole house? Yes. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get judged for that.
He knows. Yes, he knows.
We repainted the whole house. It's Dove White.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Which, I mean, technically, you can't go wrong with classic, right?
You say that.
Mauve, you can go wrong.
Pink
with.
Was a classic. Yes. Pink carpet was a classic in like the 70s, 60s.
Oh, yeah. So
70s,
it was Harvest Gold and Avocado Green. It's all good stuff.
Yes. And I think overall, green was the color for 2022. Mm-hmm. So I know one of my kids actually yesterday was like, do you think in like 20 or I think they said 50 years, but they're younger. And they said, do you think that's going to be like, oh, my goodness, why was every house in 2022 had green in it? Mm-hmm. So
that dark shade of green.
Yes.
It's like like a foggy. I think it's called fog.
You're right. It's fog.
Yeah.
It's like a green. It has gray and taupe in it, too. So it's almost like a neutral green.
Okay.
So it doesn't, it's like, it's, but we also see like the, like really intense greens, like big, bold, dark greens, and blues are still something we see a ton of too. Pink is coming back. Yes.
The berry, I think they call it.
Yes.
Berry.
I have a pink bathroom I'm working on right now.
We can't wait.
Yep. Full circle.
Full circle. I mean, come on. Full circle. It's like pink with white. So like it's a balancing act.
It's not solid pink.
But yeah, I do have a feeling it will be in your face. It's a little girl's bathroom. Why would you? What little girl would not want pink triangle walls?
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. So y'all, as we get towards the end of the show, thank y'all. We have a set list of questions that we like to ask everybody that comes on the show. We'll have to adjust it a little bit, but I think we can still ask them. Okay. So y'all have all been in the business within the home building industry. Mm-hmm. So what are three lessons that y'all have learned within the industry over the course of your careers? Not everybody speaking
I'll
once
go first.
Now.
Yeah. So I am all about systems and processes. So that's huge for us. And what I've learned is everything should have a process and follow it. And that's how we were able to have a larger company, but every renovation done the same way. I am a big fan of personality profiles and hiring based on personality profiles. And like certain personalities work best in certain situations, and hiring people that are that balance me. So what I'm weak in, they're strong in. Is something that I don't look for a lot of people that are like me. I look for a lot of people that are different than me.
Got to feel for the weaknesses.
Oh my gosh. I'm horrible at note taking and being organized, but I surround myself with people that make me a better organizer.
I love it.
Yeah. What y'all got?
I'm gonna let Karen get.
Oh no.
I like a plan. Hey. Plan the plan. I think that's one thing that I've often heard, and it works, you mm-hmm. know. So I am around a lot of contractors, builders that are very process, you know, oriented, even if they don't realize it. So that has worked very well for me to always know that, hey, I have to provide the plan. And then most importantly, you know, leading any mission or being purpose driven like I am, it's really trying to understand the people that surround you, and like to Angela's point, what is their strengths, what are their weaknesses, and then, you know, I really try to focus on maximizing those strengths and really pulling that mm-hmm. forward as a whole, you know, whatever organization or whatever group or committee that I'm in, is really trying to maximize the strengths, and then, you know, just leave the things that don't work. You know, don't feel like you have to make something work. Just mm-hmm. keep moving forward and keep making decisions is the third thing. Like, you have to make a decision. Yep. And and that's been challenging for me, because I'm a collaborator. I just want people to be like super, you know, proud and ready to roar. And, you know, I've realized that in leadership, mm-hmm. you absolutely have to be able to make a decision and move forward.
Yep. I like Love that one.
It. For me, so I have two. The first is, I mean, I'm in marketing, so it's all about details. You know, mm-hmm. got to keep the details out there and, you know, awesome and fun and all of those good things. And then the other is to not stop learning, you know, mm-hmm. like I want to stay educated. I want to, you know, be an expert in my field. And, you know, so I want to make sure I'm giving those skills back to the association. And so I think it's important to, you know, always continue to learn.
Absolutely. So, what is one thing y'all did as a kid you wish you could still do today?
Oh, back handspring.
Me too. I was going to say
yes, absolutely. Like, jump on the trampoline without feeling like my whole body's going to like rip apart and just fall.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I know. Yes. Yes. I want to be able to tumble.
Yeah.
I'm visioning it in my head. Like, I watched the Olympics, yeah. the gymnastics, and now like,
I should be able, still to, do be able to do
like,
it.
I should be able, like, my back should actually just be able to bend even just a little. I used to be super flexible.
I'm totally down with that. Like, I just want to be able to do stuff without the fear of hurting myself.
Yes.
Like, so, like, yes. we went skiing this past year, and literally, it was as an adult, it was the scariest thing I've ever made myself do. But still did it. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not gonna stop just because I'm scared of hurting. Like, I was actually scared. I was like, why am I so scared? I've
I'm
done
gonna
this
fall
a thousand
and
times.
I'm gonna have to be carted off the mountain.
I was like, please don't make me. Yes, I was like, I don't want to be taken down with the little on the little tray. That's all. I just let on me get down tray. To the bottom.
You want to get down by yourself?
Yeah.
Yes. With like.
Yeah.
With all
your limbs still attached.
Yeah. 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 But that was a little moment for me where I was like, I'm like super scared of this right now, and I was never scared of this before, and I couldn't get out of my head. So. Not as I never gymnastics, but like just being able to do things without being scared.
So what is one thing y'all love about Baton Rouge?
People.
I know. I was just going to say the people.
The people.
And the fun, you know, there's always something
to do,
whether that's for the kids or for, you know, us as adults. You know, I was just telling someone yesterday that I feel like our social calendar is quite full these days. But I think that's also, you know, a result of just getting back to normal and and people being excited to have things to do again. And so it's something special to be here in this community and, you know, to get to do all these things.
I like the it's always changing. I know we kind of touched on that, but I like that. I like that there's a new place to go eat, a new place to shop, a new event to attend. Like it's nice to, it's like, cause I obviously I do renovations for a living. So I get bored like with the same thing over and over. So I that is like one thing that we do. That's not just, it's not like you have something to do, but it's not necessarily the same thing every time. Like we could go do this, this or this. We've already done this. Which one do you want to do instead?
I love it. I love it. So for the final question, what can I do to help y'all?
Be excited.
Purchase tickets to Parade of Homes.
You can take pride in living and working in Baton Rouge. That's really what I would, that's what I dream of, is that we live in a place where the people that live here and that have been here for generations, like Angela, many of our members, that you can feel their love.
For some reason, building is like an ingrained thing in people. It's just crazy for that. But I agree. Like, I think just helping promote the industry, helping promote the Parade of Homes, but I mean, promote the amazing contractors that are out there that you don't ever hear about, the amazing people or the people that did a good job or stuck with it no matter what and made sure the client was 100% happy and not giving up on any circuit. Like, I will redo baseboard 3 times if you want me to redo baseboard. I don't care. Are you happy with it? You're not happy with it. Okay, let's redo it. So like, I think that's like, you just don't hear about all the good guys and ladies out there that do construction for a living. And like, even all of my subs are amazing and they're good guys and I trust them 100%. Like, here's the keys to my house. Here's the code. My kids are home. You got it. Like, you have people out there that are those types of people that are trustworthy to be in your home and that are amazing at what they do and really artists. Like, my painters are insane. Like, I'm like, that's fine. They're like, no, it's not perfect. I'm going to sand it again and replaster it and retexture it. I don't like how it came out. I'm like, where do you see an issue? But I mean, they take amazing pride in their work.
I love that. So we're going to, for those listening or watching, we're going to have the association's website linked in the show notes so you can find out more about the Parade of Homes, more about the association as a whole, to stay on tap with what they're doing and what they've got going on in and around the greater Baton Rouge area. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on the show.
This was fun.
We had a blast. If y'all need help with that studio, just let me know.
Yes.
I'm a phone call or a text away. We'll have a conversation later. Let's make this design right, you know. So thank y'all so very much for coming on the show. Thank you, everybody else, for watching or listening, whatever form you are consuming this. If you don't have tickets yet, go buy them. If you're hearing this after the Parade of Homes event, just follow them for next year, and then you won't miss it.
Yeah.
So thank y'all so very much for listening to the latest episode of The Patty G Show. I'm your host, The Patty G, and a big thanks to our wonderful sponsors coming up right now.
So you're home for a $399 flat fee with Falaya. No, seriously. Falaya will list your home on the MLS and help you get all the way to the closing table for as little as a $399 flat fee. Our online platform is insanely easy to use and will save you thousands. If you're thinking about selling your home in 2022 and want to keep more of your hard-earned equity in your pocket, you need to check out Falaya. Falaya, real estate reimagined.
Thank you all so very much for listening to this episode of The Patty G Show, brought to you by Government Taco. They're located on the corner of Government Street and Jefferson Highway. Jay is always slinging up a new taco of the month, so if you're a frequenter to Government Taco, let us know in the comments what you thought about this month's taco of the month. If you're not a frequenter, maybe trying out this month's taco might just convert you. Big thanks over to them at Government Taco for making The Patty G Show possible.
At Horizon Financial Group, we enjoy helping others achieve greater confidence, clarity, and direction in their lives. We realize everyone's path to financial success is unique. Sometimes you just need a friendly guide along the way. Whether it's customized financial planning, individual wealth management, or servicing your company's retirement plan, we've got the team with the experience to help you reach your goals. Horizon Financial Group, helping you provide, protect, and prosper for those counting on you. Visit us at horizonfg.com. Cetera Advisors LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Cetera is a separate entity.
Thank you to Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge for making this show possible. Nick Pintus is a past guest. We love having him on. Listening to him talk about the culture they have over at Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge is really an incredible thing to hear. How they treat not only their employees, but every customer that walks through the door. You are more than just a number to them. They're going to give you that white glove concierge service every step of the way. They're going to make you feel like family and take what can be a stressful time in people's life, shopping for a car. They're going to make it so enjoyable and so pleasurable. You're going to want to go back there time and time again for every new vehicle. Thank you so very much for Mercedes-Benz of making this show possible. Thank you so very much to Currency Bank, a proud sponsor of the Patty G Show. If you are looking for a business bank that fosters on three core values, relationships, service, and technology, Currency Bank is the place for you. They pride themselves on convenient, accessible, and secure online banking resources where you can manage your account balances, initiate transfers, enroll with e-statements, and more via their online portal. Between the relationships, the service, and the technology, they are going to be that partner with your business every step of the way, regardless of what you need. Currency Bank is the bank for business owners. Thank you so very much to Mallard Bay Outdoors, the Airbnb for the outdoor sportsmen. If you're looking to book a hunt or a fishing trip, this is the platform to use. They were a past guest of the Patty G Show. We got to learn all about what they're doing from the ground up. They are really revolutionizing the booking process for hunts and fish all across the country. For your next hunting or fishing experience, or maybe your corporate retreat, you're looking for something to do for your employees, book a hunt or a fishing trip with Mallard Bay Outdoors, and they will take care of you every step of the way, from organizing it with the guides and the captains to making sure you can take care of them at the end of the trip. Mallard Bay Outdoors, a proud sponsor of the Patty G Show.